Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Deja. How may I help you?
I was just on my cell phone and this thing popped up that said I won an iPad. And then it asked me to take a Comcast survey. And then my bank declined the charge. I told them that it was my charge. I went back and asked to do it, and they said, just go back and do it again. It will approve it, which they did. I put it in again, and instead of $1 or $4.95, I was charged $7 and something, which still isn't the end of the world, but what in the hell did I pay for?
Okay, yes, ma'am. May I please have your zip code to better assist you?
95822.
Thank you so much. And may I have your first and last name?
Judith Catlett.
Thank you so much for that. I do see an account under that name. And for security purposes, could you verify your shipping address?
2566 Meadowwood Circle.
All right, thank you so much. And I do see here where you did pay $7.95 as shipping and handling for the iPad.
Okay.
Yes, so it is a sweepstakes drawing. Basically, you pay your entry fee, and in about a week, you should receive an email if you won the iPad.
Oh, hell no. That is not what it said. Are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Take me off that.
Okay, well, I will.
I will never do it again. It says you won. You won way back in October, and we're just waiting for you to clear it up so we can deliver it. That's really misleading.
Yes, ma'am.
And
so you are able to win that iPad. They're basically saying that you have a chance to win it, and you've had a chance
since
October.
They're basically saying, they basically said I already won it. So please just give me my money back, and I will never answer one of those again.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I do apologize for that misunderstanding. I will go ahead and void the charge. It'll fall back in place from the pending status.
Okay. Thank you. If I were to call Comcast, would they know that I took their survey?
I'm not sure because it was a promotional deal. I don't know if they're able to see everyone who did the survey, but you could call and ask.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Was there anything else I could help you with?
I hope not. I ordered $212 worth of gummy bears that never came. Do you have anything to do with that?
No, ma'am.
You know what I'm talking about, gummy bears? They're pot gummy bears. It's another scam like this one, only they're selling THC gummy bears. And then
THC
once you
gummy bears?
THC?
Mm-hmm.
That's the hemp pot chemical.
Yeah.
THC gummy bears, which are expensive, and I wanted that. But then they added another $59 for something else that said you have to take one of these to make the gummy bears work.
I don't know anything about that.
Of course you don't. Of course you don't. But I want you to understand why people are cynical about these things and
yes,
the kind of company that you're working and the kind of company that you're working for. And I know everybody needs to do something and everybody needs to work, but you need to know what kind of a company you work for. You have a good day, okay?
Yes, ma'am. You have a great day as well, and thank you for calling
All right.
customer service.
Okay, bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.